The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right. So a warm hello or a cool hello wherever you are, whatever is appropriate for your weather conditions in this moment in time. Greetings. Greetings and welcome to Happy Hour. So for today's happy hour, I'd like to continue as from the beginning of the year, we've been planning to go through the Brahma Viharas and through the different categories systematically. So we went through the different categories of metta, loving kindness. And I wanted to start with the next Brahma Vihara, the next cultivation, which is compassion, cultivating compassion. So compassion, what is compassion? How is it different from metta? What's the difference between karuna in Pali and metta in Pali, compassion and loving kindness? What is the difference between the two? The idea is that when metta, when kindness, when goodwill, when friendliness, just a sense of goodwill and kindness, it meets suffering, then it gets expressed as compassion. So compassion is, if you liked formulas, compassion is metta, which is loving kindness, kindness, goodwill, warmth, friendliness, plus suffering. So suffering that is held with warmth is compassion. There's so many different ways to hold suffering, not very helpful ways. One is to kick ourselves. Well, get it together. Why are you upset? Why are you sad? Why are you hurting? Or the same way to others. Well, why? Whereas, when it's held with care, oh, sweetie, this is hard. This is hard. Acknowledging first and foremost that something is challenging and also bringing kindness, bringing warmth and care to it. Another way that we can think about compassion is that, this is a more poetic way to think of compassion, is that compassion is the love child of loving kindness and suffering, is the love child of loving kindness, metta and suffering. So the two of them, again, when they come together, gets expressed in our hearts as compassion. So compassion, practice of compassion, karuna, is one of the Brahma Viharas, heavenly abodes. There are four heavenly abodes. First, metta. Second one being karuna, compassion. Third one, sympathetic joy. And the fourth one, equanimity. And we'll get to them in the next weeks and months. And these heart practices, when you practice them, they feel good. They are relieving, they're softening, they're tenderizing. So compassion isn't supposed to feel painful or bad or tough or heavy. If we veer into heaviness, into sadness, we might have veered off from compassion into overwhelm, into grief, into what's called empathic distress, where metta, where the kindness is not balanced with suffering. There's too much emphasis on the suffering. So when we practice compassion, we want there, ideally to be there to be a balance between how much we're tapping into the suffering and how much kindness we're holding it with. So that there is this sense of holding. And if there's too much feeling into the suffering without enough kindness to hold it, then it can feel heavy. But that's okay. That will happen. Don't judge yourself. It's perfectly fine. It will happen. It might happen. Simply realize, simply turn towards the suffering that's coming up and hold it with care, with metta, with warmth. So much to say about this topic, but I'll just leave it at this brief, short dharmet. And let's practice together. Let's do it together. So I would like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture and see what is appropriate for you in this moment. You may need to shift your posture. You may need to lie down. That's okay. You may need to sit up straighter with a sense of integrity in your seat, in your cushion. Landing. Arriving in this body, in this heart, in this mind, in this moment. This human experience. And softening, letting go of any tension that you notice in your body, maybe in your forehead, maybe your jaw, maybe your neck and shoulders, your chest, abdomen, relaxing, softening. Your sit bones, letting go from the inside. There's any tension, your legs, your feet, your hands, arms. With the next out breath, softening, letting go. And inviting your heart to settle in this moment, your heart to arrive, your heart to trust in your goodness, to trust in this practice, in your own capacity. Letting your heart land in trust, settling into your bones. Letting your mind settle too. If it were a snow globe, your mind, with all the shiny little objects twirling around, let it settle, settling it down, letting it land. relaxing, receiving the breath, one breath at a time. And if thoughts are twirling again, no problem. Just see them smilingly. Settling down this twirling, shaken snow globe. Just letting all the shiny objects of thought land, settle. Giving your heart to the practice in this moment, setting aside all else, a dedication of yourself, of your heart, fully, wholly, wholeheartedly in this moment. Just being breathed in the body, settling, arriving. And I would like to invite you, if you would bring to mind a good friend might be having some challenges right now, someone you care about, who's experiencing some challenging aspect in their life. Could be a friend, could be family member, benefactor, just someone whom you care about, an easy person, an easy being, someone you care about, who's experiencing a challenge right now. Taking some time to connect with their felt sense, with their image. Using all the senses to really connect with this person, with this being. Could also be a pet, that's fine, if they're having a challenging time right now. Or a child. Bringing them to your mind's eye as clearly as possible. If you're visual, their image, if you are auditory, maybe what they sound like when they talk to you. Their smell, how they move, how they speak. Or as if they were in front of you, or maybe easier to imagine if you were having a Zoom conversation with them, or FaceTime, or phone call, just bringing them to mind as clearly as you can. Connecting with them and connecting with what they're going through right now. And as you connect with the pain, sorrow, the suffering they're experiencing, to meet it, to let it be met, for you to meet it with kindness, with goodwill, with care, with love, with tenderness. Imagining that each breath, as you breathe out each breath, you're breathing out comfort, ease, care, support, compassion. For this person and this situation. For this being in this situation. Letting the goodwill, the care, envelop, caress, hold the suffering, your care, as if it were, is soft, comforting blanket of love and care. And you don't have to try too hard. If it's effortful, relax. Relax your heart, relax your body, your mind. Let it be easeful. The image, your breath, connecting to the challenge, connecting to your kindness. Your good wish, your goodwill for them. If you like, you can add phrases of compassion. Just let it be wordless. See what works for you. Experiment. You can use any phrase, such as, I wish you ease. May you have ease and peace. In the midst of this sorrow, this pain, this suffering, I wish you peace. I wish you ease. In the middle of this sorrow, or pain or suffering, see what works best for you. May you be free. May you be free from pain. May you have peace. May you have ease. I care about you. I care about you and I wish you well. I wish you ease. I wish you goodness. And if it feels too heavy or too sorrowful, too much grief, then lean more into the goodwill, to the good wishes, to your care, love, kindness. Sense of glowing, radiating goodwill, care towards them that can hold the suffering, can hold any suffering. Maybe you are surprised how powerful your care is. And if you lose touch too much with the challenge, you can lean into that some more. So you decide what's needed in each moment. Which more of is needed. And discover how differently your body, your heart energetically feels as you lean more into the metta, powerfully holding the pain, the suffering, meeting it. If you veer more into feeling the suffering, become aware, notice. May you be free from this sorrow. I wish you well. I care about your challenge, your difficulty. I wish you well, dear one. You can try it in your mother tongue if you wish. Welcome to experiment. imagining, visualizing that your care, maybe your breath, each breath brings this being comfort, soothing, succor. And maybe you're caressing them gently with your care. Whatever works for you visually and linguistically. Azizam, azin sakhti u dard azad bashi. May you be free from this sorrow, from this challenge, my dear. Let it be easeful. Don't have to push it. Let the practice do you. It can flow. It's okay. And for the last moments, minutes of this practice, letting you be the recipient of your own compassion. If there is any challenge or difficulty happening for you right now, same energy of care and soothing, holding yourself dear. May I be free. May I have peace and ease with this challenge, with this suffering, sorrow, pain. And may both of us, both this dear being and myself, may we both have ease, freedom from our challenge. expanding this circle of compassion to all beings. We're practicing with you right now, knowing that they all have something, some challenge in their life, some stress, some difficulty, and they have friends, loved ones they care about who are going through a challenging time, perhaps. And wishing all of them ease, all of them, all of us. It's the human condition. None of us are immune. None of us are immune from challenge and difficulty. And expanding the circle further, all beings everywhere. May they all be free from sorrow and challenge. Whatever challenge they're facing in their lives, may they have peace and ease. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, if you'd like to share reflections of what you noticed, what came up for you, which was challenging, what was interesting, what you discovered, Susan, I'll ask you to unmute.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was noticing how the phrase, that caressing care, just really touched me deeply. And I noticed how I was having some difficulties giving this person I love, my sister-in-law, this caressing care. And I noticed it was difficult because I needed to give it to myself first. So I started giving it to myself, and then it just flowed very naturally to her. Before, I was feeling that resistance. And I felt that happiness that I was able to realize that maybe I needed it first. And then it could just flow naturally to her. And it felt very lovely then.
Beautiful. Thank you, Susan. What a beautiful, insightful discovery that when your heart was soothed, that was needed, then it was more resourced to care for another being. Beautiful discovery. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And these practices, we start wherever it's easy. So if you discover it's easy to turn the compassion to yourself, by all means, please do that. And just to share with you, since you brought this up, Susan, I was actually going to tonight, I'd been planning to start with compassion for ourselves. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll do it more in the canonical order, which is first compassion you do with a being who has a challenge, and then yourself, like, okay, I'll do it canonically. But it's fine to start anywhere that it's easy for you, and if yourself, so there's no right or wrong really at all. So I really appreciate you bringing that in, Susan. Lovely. Any other reflections, especially if you haven't spoken or shared in a long time, in a while, or if you're new, would love to hear your reflections, your thoughts, your questions, your complaints. It's all welcome. can also type them in chat if you wish. Yeah. Bill says, I had difficulty focusing until I came upon the phrase, may you be comforted. For some reason, that made it work. Great. Great. Beautiful. I love your self-discovery here and sharing it. That's great. Wonderful. This practice is often, you know, we try things, we try this, like, oh, yes, and something connects. Yay. We know, we experiment, see what connects for us, and what I bring are just invitations. For it says, I realize that some part of me thinks that there is something wrong with suffering. Ah, that's a great realization. That's a fantastic realization, Forrest. And great to see that. Like, wow, check that out. And to perhaps, as I'm kind of seeing that in what you shared, is that suffering, dukkha, is a part of the human condition, is a part, is a mark, is in Buddhism is called one of the three marks of existence, one of the three characteristics of existence is dukkha, is suffering. It's just part of life, just part of life. So, and by the way, I'm teaching a retreat on the three characteristics in a couple of weeks. It's on my website if anyone is interested in exploring this dukkha, this suffering as a characteristic of being human. Jerry says, I notice the calming effect of just letting it be at the level of amount of comfort that I was capable of tonight. Great, great, yeah. Glad to hear that, not pushing it. Clark says, I often find it difficult to get a felt sense of the other person suffering. And then it just seems like I'm doing plain metta. How important do you think it is to really connect to the person suffering? Should I try to imagine them upset in as many ways as I can? Oh, that's a good question. How to support? Well, it's so here's something you can try again without pushing. But one thing you can try, Clark, is to put yourself in their shoes, like what they're going through right now. Imagine, oh, if I were them in this moment, and if I were going through this right now, how would I feel? How would that be? And again, not you with your practice, but if you were them with their background, with their upbringing, with their resources right now, how would I feel right now? Oh, it'd be really hard. So that's one way perhaps to find a way into it. Nav says, how do I cultivate more empathy for people I feel distant towards? We'll get into that in a few days, Nav. Hang on to that question. We're just doing the concentric circles. Hang on. Come back. Kyla Clark et al., I was wondering if I connected too much to the person suffering and as a result ended up in the grief realm. Yeah, it's a balance, right? It's quite a balance between the two. Another reflection, I appreciate your words of leaning into the compassion if the suffering is difficult. A friend of mine just started chemo for cancer. Oh, this was so very helpful tonight, Nikki, for the framing how I can be with her suffering and mine in not wanting her to die. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, thank you. And that was a direct message. So I'm choosing not to say the names if it seems like it's just directed to me. But if you want it to be public, you can send it to everyone. Violet, related to Forrest's comment, sometimes I feel like my suffering is evidence I'm not meditating enough. Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah. Suffering is part of life. So it's... Yeah, this is an interesting, complex area, and I want to talk more about this. There is a difference between pain, suffering, personalizing it, but realizing that actually dukkha is a characteristic of being human, and how do we respond to it? Is it first arrow? First arrow is just the way life is. second, third, fourth arrow is what we add. So have the wisdom to see, if is it the first arrow? If it's the first arrow, it's just life. It's disease, it's illness, it's what, or is it second or third or fourth? So, and even if it's second or third or fourth, still meet it with compassion. Meet it with compassion. That's why this compassion practice is here, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be part of the canon, right? Otherwise, we'll be just perfect. We'll just have the first arrow and none of the other arrows and all be okay. Just that's why we're practicing cultivating compassion for our suffering. Yeah, wishing everyone on this call peace at times of suffering. Thank you, Pete. Lovely. So there's so much more to say, but then, hey, guess what? We have many, many sessions on compassion in the coming days. So I'm not going to try to cover it all. Let's transition into small group practice. And this is the invitation I have tonight. As we get into groups, don't start talking. Spend 30 seconds in silence, just wishing well, trusting that these other two, three beings in the room with you are suffering just like you. They're human beings who have challenges just like you. And then when you choose to speak, if you choose to speak, you can share how the practice was or whatever you wish. So I'd like to invite all of us fellow suffering human beings, because it's part of the human condition, to practice together. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms now. Here we go. Okay, and they're open now. All right, a few more seconds until everyone is back.
So.
Okay, great. All right, all the rooms are closed. Welcome back, everyone. So we have maybe just a minute if you'd like to share about what the practice was like today in groups or the meditation, especially if you haven't shared. I know I would love to hear from you. Let's take one comment. Yeah. Thank you, Don. It says, I so appreciated sharing, but also being silent. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Being silent with each other. Nice. What else? Maybe one verbal reflection. We have limited time. Come on, don't be shy. Go for it. Oh, Julianne, I see your hand. Let's see, I'm going to try to. There you are. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Okay.
There we go. This is my first evening, and I didn't realize how happy and peaceful I would feel after the little breakout room. And I didn't know you were going to do that to us. So at first I panicked and I wanted to run away. But I'm glad that I didn't, because I met two new friends. So, and I've been listening to you, Nikki, for a long time. Well, about 3 years now. And it's so nice to see your face and have a face to your name. So you've changed my life in a number of ways. Aww. I discovered your podcast after a retreat, so it's nice to be here.
Oh, thank you, Julianne. It's lovely to meet you. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining the community. Now you're part of the community. Yay.
I've been looking for an online sangha, so.
Oh, this is great. Great. This makes me so happy. Please come back. Please come back. This is great. Oh, it makes me so happy. Lovely to meet you. Oh. Sweet. So, dear ones, it is 7:01. And let's see, a couple more reflections. Elizabeth says, a feeling of being held by the community, the windows in the groups. That's sweet. And Jerry says, I noticed that in the silent period that I found suffering more authentic when someone says they are suffering rather than when they say happy. Ah, interesting. Yeah, the profoundness of the silence. Nice, nice. So, yeah. And Ben asked, does Nikki have a podcast? Well, I've been interviewed on different podcasts, which is on my website, but also Audio Dharma is a podcast. So yeah, that's what Julianne was referring to, Audio Dharma. So, dear ones, okay, so let's dedicate the goodness of our practice together. So thank you all for your practice and the goodness generated from our coming together, our practicing together with trusting ourselves, the goodness in our hearts, sharing our goodness with ourselves and with each other for the benefit of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you so much, everyone. And now I'm going to ask you